Dad. I just wasn't planning a big thing for Yule Feast. You know, I thought maybe we'd stick to one bash on Christmas Day when everyone can come. We'd done a similar event for Thanksgiving, with Nick, Cassie, Kira, and Chief Lincoln. It had been a lot of fun, and I'd secretly been hoping to gloss over Yule Feast, mostly to avoid the exact scenario Adam was proposing. Adam scrubbed a hand over his sharp jawline.
Listen, Holly, this is all new for me, too. I just thought...
Adam, I interjected, stopping in the middle of the sidewalk. I grabbed his arm and tugged him to a stop beside me, looking him in the eye. It's not a bad thing, I swear. He glanced down, breaking eye contact.
I probably should have asked you first.
My heart twisted at his dejected tone. I burrowed into his side as we walked, then smiled up at him. It'll be fine, I said.
You sure you don't want me to cancel?
I shook my head and forced a smile for his benefit. I'm sure. We continued our walk, winding through downtown, past all the closed-up shops. Evangeline's day spa, the Emerald, was still open, and the glittering marquee sign bathed the street with light. I spotted Lacey through the front window.
Aha! I see it's Friday night at the spa,
Adam quipped, jutting his chin in Lacey's direction. I elbowed him playfully in the ribs. Be nice. You and Lacey have been getting along fabulously, at least for you two, since Thanksgiving. And believe me, the rest of us would like that trend to continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Aside from eating, torturing our vampire roommate was one of his favorite pastimes. He almost took it to an art form. Evangeline, our witch roommate, had opened her spa a few months ago when she decided to stay in Beechwood Harbor permanently. Since then, it had grown large enough that she now offered extended hours, which were mostly geared toward the after-work crowd. It was also convenient for Lacey and her vampire friends, who weren't able to pop in during the daytime for obvious reasons. You want to go in and say hello? I asked Adam. He grimaced at me.
Not a chance. Last time I was in, Evie started telling me she had a new shampoo to treat my receding hairline. She told me that it was best to get a jump on it at a young age.
I stifled a giggle.
She might have started off as a TV star, but she's a natural-born salesperson.
Adam ran a protective hand over his thick, dark hair, which, for the record, definitely didn't need a boost from any kind of shampoo.
Yeah, well, she needs to learn to pick her marks a little better. My hair is perfect,
he replied, offended. I rolled my eyes up at the night sky, pleading with the moon for mercy. Yeah, yeah, you and Lacey could have some kind of hair off.
Please tell me that's not a thing, he said.
I laughed and popped up on my toes to press a quick kiss to his lips.
Don't worry, you'd totally win.
Adam grinned at me. A kiss was usually enough to get him to quit griping, and ran a finger down the side of my cheek.
Go say hi to the girls, but don't leave me hanging for too long. I don't want that to be the only kiss I get tonight.
A sizzle of heat spread over my skin. Deal. I jogged off across the street as Adam started up the hillside that led back to Beechwood Manor. I paused at the door of the spa and watched him disappear into the darkness. He was so good to me, and for me. So why was I holding back, and so scared of letting him get closer? There were dozens of girls in town that would be thrilled to be dating Adam St. James. They would dream of the day he'd invite them to meet his parents for the official stamp of approval. For me, though, the idea was more terrifying than thrilling. Would I ever be able to get beyond my past and move towards some kind of future? With a heavy sigh, I tucked the tumultuous thoughts as far into the deepest recesses of my mind as I could and pulled open the door of Evangeline's shop. The bright lights and upbeat music went a long way toward banishing the dark musings, and when Evangeline popped up from her seat at the front counter, I managed a genuine smile. She was decked out in a festive ensemble of a red pencil skirt and a green cashmere sweater. The colors looked even richer against her caramel skin and her bright, smiling eyes. Evangeline had a wardrobe that most women would kill for and always looked put together. Even her pajama sets matched, and most were made from brightly colored silk.